saw that by the will of Allah to create the angel, by the will of Allah to create. Okay. Agreed. How did he come about? By the will of Allah to create. Fornication. How did it come around? By the will of Allah to create. Everything that exists come about due to the will of Allah to create. But and everything does not exist, but Allah legislated, that means that comes under the will of Allah to legislate. An example of that. Abu Lahab. You know who is Abu Lahab? Abu Lahab was faithful. Was Abu Lahab a mu'min? Abu Lahab being a mu'min, under the will of Allah to create or the will of Allah to legislate? The answer, under the will of Allah to legislate. Because Allah legislated for Abu Lahab to be a believer. Yet, the belief of Abu Lahab did not take place. Therefore, it was under the will of Allah to legislate, but it's not under the will of Allah to create. Did you pray Fajr this morning? Pray Fajr this morning. It was under the will of Allah to legislate, because Allah legislated for you to pray Fajr. And then when you establish the prayer, that what Allah legislated for you came under His will to create, because that prayer was created. And when we stop to remind you about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, that Allah, He has al-Khalq. Allah is the Creator. Allah created everything, not only things that we take, the mountains, the trees, the sky. Allah created everything we do. خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Created you and what you do. So everything comes out of us is also the creation of Allah. You understand this point?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Now comes the tough question. We said Allah creates zina, right? Is zina good or bad? Does Allah create bad things? Allah creates bad things. تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Okay. And here is the tough,
yeah,
the tough issue that we have to understand it in the light of one issue. Allah's action, all of good, because they are supported with His wisdom. أفعال الله دائما أفعال حسنة لأنها أفعال تقوم بالحكمة. الخلق to create is one of the actions of Allah. But his صفة to be الخالق, this is صفة أزلية. This is an internal, eternal qualities of Allah to have the power to create. But His create, when He creates, this is one of His actions. The fi'l of Allah, you have to write that down, the fi'l of Allah, the action of Allah to create whatever He wants to create is a good action. And that is due to things. The first thing, whatever Allah creates, Allah either loves it for itself, or He loves its consequences. Things that Allah creates and He loves for itself, prayers, the prayers of the prayer, the prayers of the one who prays, the fasting of the one who fasts, the charity of the one who gives the charity, the iman of the believer. Also Allah created things like the shaitan. Is the shaitan evil? Does Allah create evil?
No.
We say no. There's a difference between what Allah creates as His action and what has been created. Because even though the shaitan is evil, but for Allah to create that evil thing was good on Allah's part. Because there's goodness in the creation, of al-shaitan. What is the goodness in the creation of al-shaitan? If there was no shaitan, there would be no disbelief. If there was no disbelief, there would be no belief. If there was no disbelief, there would never be master. There would never be messenger to be sent. You ever need to have the day of judgment. And so on and so forth. لو لم يكن هناك كفر لما كان إيمان ولا جهاد ولا أولياء لله ولا أعداء لله. فالله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الكفر وإن كان لا يحب الكفر لذاته ولكن يحب ما يترتب على وجود هذا الكفر من محبوبات الله عز وجل مثل الجهاد، الإيمان، الصبر. Allah creates disbelief. Even though Allah does not love disbelief for itself, Allah loves the consequences of having disbelief around. And what is the consequences of having disbelief around? To have belief. To have believers calling upon the disbeliever. To have people who establish da'wah. And so on and so forth. So whatever Allah creates, as far as the action of Allah is good, but how that action on this earth, it could be good and could be bad. So فعل الله كله خير ولكن مفعولات الله أي مخلوقات الله منها خير ومنها شر. And the action of Allah always good. What comes out of this action, it could be good and it could be bad as far as our perspective. But that goodness or badness, if that is a good correct expression, is not attributed to Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, Allah has created me white. Does that mean Allah is white? No. Allah created him black. Does that mean Allah is black? No. Allah created another person tall. That does not mean Allah is tall. Allah created a fourth person short. That does not mean Allah is short. Allah created a person which who is evil. That does not mean Allah is evil. The same principle goes. So we say, إضافة الأشياء إلى خالقها ليست كإضافة الأشياء إلى فاعلها. وكما أن صفات المخلوق ليست صفات لله وإن كان هو خالقها فكذلك أفعاله ليست أفعالا لله ولا إليه وإن كان هو خالقها. هذا كلام ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه. So when you attribute things to Allah Azza wa Jal, it's different than when you attribute things to the doer of those things. Just like your qualities are not the qualities of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though Allah created those qualities, likewise, your actions are not the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though Allah created your action. So we do not judge the actions of Allah based on our action. It is not good action on us to bring a person and beat him up to death, because that will be killing a person. What if Allah drowned that person? He takes him and drowns him in the sea. Do we say it's not good for Allah to do that? If we say that, then we are comparing our actions to Allah's actions. But we do not compare Allah to His creation, not in His name, not in His attributes, and not in His actions. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing like unto Him. In His name, and in His attributes, and in His actions. Containing this wisdom, something which Matan Mudabbir. This is why we say from Tawheed al-Rububiyya, he is the one who plans and organizes how this universe, the issues of this universe. So having said that, this is very important for us to understand. We read in the Quran sometimes ayat, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah will, He would make you one nation. Somebody would say, that's the implication of this ayat. Allah does not want to lead the people. How can Allah does not want to lead the people, yet Allah sends a messenger to the people? He said, because there's two different wills. If Allah will to make you one nation, this is His creative will. He would make you all one nation. You would not have any choice. But if we lose our choice, we lose, there will be no consequences, no punishment and reward. Because the punishment and reward from Allah Azza wa Jal is based upon giving us the option to practice what He legislated for us. So when we read those verses, this Mashi'a is al-Mashi'a al-Kawniya, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He could do that because He is capable of everything. But is it wise on His part to do that? It's not wise on His part to do that. Not everything Allah can do, He would do. And from knowing that, we answer the philosopher. He asked questions. Can Allah turn Himself into a stone? If the people say yes, they say, that means He's not Allah anymore, He's a stone. If they say no, say that means your Lord is not capable of everything. The ulama of Islam, the answer to that, they say not necessarily everything what you can do is right on your part to do. Allah is capable of doing anything, but that does not mean He's going to do everything He is capable to do. Because His wisdom, which is His attribute, will make His action based on this wisdom. So by having this answer, we will refute the arguments of the philosophers, who misled a lot of people, Muslims. If God gives them those philosophical answers and the Muslims, with their lack of knowledge, they cannot refute it. But the people, the scholars of Al-Islam, they bring the brightness of the Quran and the Sunnah, and they refute all the answers. An example that will give you that is applicable to you. We tell a person who asks this question, can you go and eat defecation? Can you? He could. Would you do that? It's not wise to do that. So not everything you do, you're going to do. You understand this issue? Alhamdulillah. So by understanding this issue, we know that the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, because they have good consequences upon us. And those things which befall you from the will of Allah, it might befall you in a way that you like it, or befall you in a way that you do not like it. If you do not like it, that does not mean it's evil, but you do not like it because it does not agree with your being human. If somebody gets burned, it is not like that, it's painful. Yet it's good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that to take place. And there must be wisdom behind it. And what is evil to you, it may be good for somebody else. You burn your hand, you go to the doctor, the doctor finds that very good. So he's going to get money out of you. And that's due to the planning of Allah. Allah provided for that doctor. So what is evil to you, and the meaning of evil here is something that does not agree with you, it's good overall for the earth. It's good for the universe. So it's not beloved, if it's not beloved by Allah for itself, it's beloved to Allah for its consequences. But that does not make us accept the action of the people. Somebody comes, bam, beats you up. And after he beats you up, say that was the will of Allah. And the will of everything Allah legislated is good. You tell him, yes, we accept that. But we cannot measure your action to the action of Allah. Your action is bad. Do not compare your actions to Allah's action. Because Allah has no equivalent. Once you compare your action to Allah's action, you are making yourself equivalent to Allah Azza wa Jalla. First, this is our first portion of our answer. Secondly, we say, how did you know that Allah legislated for you to beat up this person? Before you participated in the beating or after? If he says before, he tell him you are a liar. You cannot know the unseen. And if he says after, we tell him that before you beat him, what did Allah legislate for you? Allah did not legislate for you to beat him. Allah legislated goodness and justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. So you defy the command of Allah to legislate. Therefore, just like you are saying to us, you beat him by the will of Allah to create, we're going to beat you up as a punishment by the will of Allah to create. Just like when a man came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and he saw, he was a thief. When they took him to touch his hand, he told him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I was stealing by the will of Allah. He said, I was going to cut your hand by the will of Allah. إن سرقت بقضاء الله قال ونقطع عينك بقضاء الله. So thus we close the door on those people who take the will of Allah to create as an excuse to do whatever they want to do. So in brief, we go to this issue one more time in brief. The will to create, will to legislate. Will to create has two qualities. Whatever was will to create, it will be created. That which is created, it could be beloved by Allah, and it could be not beloved by Allah for itself, but for its consequences. The will to legislate. It has to be beloved by Allah Azza wa Jal for itself and for its consequences. The second quality, it may take place, it may become created, or it may not become created. That will to create comes also in different issues. Al-amr is two types, to create, to legislate. We gave you example. Al-udhn, same. Al-kitaba, same. Al-tahreem, same. When we talk about the creation of Allah, everything Allah created, everything we see is the creation of Allah, even our own actions are the creation of Allah. So that includes zina is the creation of Allah. Bad magazines are the creation of Allah. Some people, when you ask them, is this the creation of Allah, they hesitate. He does not want to attribute it to Allah because Allah, he wants to glorify Allah, but by saying, no, this is not the creation of Allah, he is making a partner to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no creator other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything is created by Allah, but those things which are created, something that Allah loves for itself and for its consequences, and something that Allah created for their consequences. An example of that is Iblis. Allah does not love Iblis, la'anahu Allah, but Allah created Iblis because there is good consequences behind this creation. And when we talk about the fi'l of Allah, the action of Allah is not measured to our action. Our action, if we kill a person, that is bad. But if Allah kills that person, this his action is good. So we make a difference between our action and Allah's action. Our actions are not attributed to Allah, just like our qualities are not attributed to Allah. And that is the meaning in the hadith, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ, and the evil is not to you. In the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And comes after that, we have to accept the actions of Allah, but that does not mean we're going to accept the practices of the people. We're going to add another important piece of information, that us accepting the action of Allah, that does not mean we do not seek remedy. If Allah decides upon you to get sick, we do not say this is the action of Allah over us and we're not going to seek remedy, because Allah legislated for you to seek remedy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tadawo, seek remedy. That we talk now about believing in al-qadr of Allah, believing in the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided had four steps. The first step, to believe that Allah knows everything from before time. Because time is created by Allah. Allah knows everything from before the time. He knows who's good and He knows who's bad. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Isn't Allah knows best about those who are grateful? And also Allah said, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah knows best about those who are transgressors. This knowledge of Allah, it was written in the book, in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. So the second level is al-kitaba. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Nothing that is unknown in the heavens and the earth except it's written in a clear book. The fourth or the third step is al-mashi'ah, the will of Allah. What Allah has written it, He has the will and al-mashi'ah to bring it about. And His mashi'ah is authoritative over our mashi'ah, over our will. You cannot will for something Allah does not want us to will. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And the fourth step is al-khalq. That whatever Allah wills, He will create. And that will bring us whatever was created. That is, He was created as a will to legislate and a will to create, or a will to create only, but it was not legislated. That means, Allah legislated the religion. But Allah does not legislate killing. Allah does not legislate fornication. Allah does not legislate khamr. Allah does not legislate dealing with riba. Even though those things exist and being created. On the other hand, Allah legislated to pray, to fast, to be good, to have good character, to be honest. Allah legislated those things. And those things, if they are come about from you, then they will be legislated and then they will be created. We stop at this point. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this issue understood. And if you have any questions, inshaAllah, we'll try to answer them. وَهَذَا وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ.
خمر
سمان تحريم تفضل.
عند الكتاب
سواي في أول دي
أين الكتاب
The first one was to
Permission. Permission. Yes. I feel the explanation of the ayah and so forth from the NBS was a lot of struggle times. Are you talking about the petition?
No.
In terms of the legislative prohibition? No.
The creative
prohibition.
The creative prohibition is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 95. So I'll go and look at it. If you read it, inshallah.
Okay.
Read this ayah. That's the ayah that I'll
finish in the definition.
Yeah,
okay.
Can you elaborate on
all of those things are manifestation of the will of Allah. Al-Amr, Al-Kitab, Al-Izzin, all of them are manifestation of the will of Allah. Al-Amr is the command of Allah for something to take place. Al-Kitab is the ordainment of Allah for things to take place. That is the difference. But all of them a manifestation of the will of Allah for something to be. Inshallah, if there is no more questions, we end the session, inshallah, and we go to this prayer, Isha. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.